Groundhog Day celebrations in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. There are other events planned in other parts of the country as well. February could bring a trade war in the forecast after President Trump announced tariffs on goods from Canada, Mexico, and China. Economists say the average American family could spend about $830 more this year because of tariffs. Authorities are investigating the mid-air collision between the Black Hawk helicopter and American Airlines jet Wednesday that killed 67 people. They say about a second before impact, the jet's flight recorder showed a change in pitch, but did not say whether that meant pilots were trying to avoid a crash. Meanwhile, the investigation continues into the air ambulance crash in Philadelphia on Friday that killed all six people on board and one on the ground. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies for today. Highs near 50. A southwest wind developing at 5 to 10. For tonight, we will have a chance of a little bit of a rain-snow mix. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies. Winds turning to the northeast and lows in the upper 20s. Right now, it's 31.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat. You know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. One trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Donald Trump did not campaign on stopping Meals on Wheels to homebound seniors. He did not tell you he was going to cut road safety projects or state-based homeland security initiatives. But that was always the plan. And while a judge late yesterday hit the pause button, it has been a busy 18 hours as people and agencies and businesses took in that gut punch.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat Harvey K. joins to reflect on the legacy of the birthday boys Thomas Paine and FDR. Also, will tariffs on Canada and Mexico lower prices for Wisconsinites? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
February already. We just sat down.
When I fall in love, it will be forever, or I'll never fall. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that. You feel that way too. Is when I fall in love with you. The moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with you.
Music of the Stars, that's a great album with Gordon Jenkins. Personal favorite, this is Johnny Mann. And the Singers.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit boom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Old worn-out suit shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and when no one's around, I sing. Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing through buys a 8x12 broken room. I'm up. Sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means, by no means. Softly I will leave you softly, for my heart would break if you should wake and see me go. So I leave you softly. Thank you.
the music of the stars. The Johnny Man Singers.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you when our love was new. And each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom, though I dream in vain. In my heart, it will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
In 1981, I saw a picture, My Favorite Year, with Mark Lynn Baker, Joe Bologna. Great picture, and it opened with that version of Nat King Cole's Stardust, which a lot of people think is a love song. It really isn't. It's a torch song. It's a broken-hearted song. A torch song, and the torch is burning right now. Here's another one, with Johnny Mann and the Singers on the Music of the Stars. Good morning. Randy Newman wrote this.
Far below,
Music of the Stars. What a great arrangement. Johnny Mann. People seem to have forgotten that great singing group. They did a lot of radio jingles. From a Shakespeare movie, Much Ado About Nothing. Edie Gourmet, The Music of the Stars.
Oh, I suppose I knew his faults as well as anyone. The plans he made just seemed to fade before he got them done. Dreamed and never seemed to face reality, but he was good for me. He used to say, "Sweetheart, someday I'll build a home for you." The things you've missed along the way, someday you'll have them too. The most we had was just a room this day if he had known I needed him so much. He wasn't tall or strong or wise. He had no specialty. An average guy was he. Oh, but he was good for me.
Best gal singers ever. This is Jerry Southern. Rodgers and Hart wrote this one. It's our torch hour. Tutti Camerata in the orchestra.
He was too good to me. How can I get along now? So close he stood to me. Everything seems so wrong now. He would have brought me the sun. When I was mean to him, he'd never say, go away now. I was a queen to him. Who's gonna make me gay now? It's only natural I'm blue. He was too good to be true. It's only natural I'm blue. He was too good to be.
The Music of the Stars. Jerry Southern. That was 1956. This is Chet Baker.
She was too good to me. How can I get along now? So close she stood to me. Everything seems all wrong now. She would have brought me the sun. A king to her, who's gonna make me gay now? It's only natural. I'm so blue. She was too.
Music of the Stars. Chet Baker recorded that in 1974. Rodgers and Hart.
Now he tells me. I should have been wearing high heels.
Take it.
That's right, I was hidden like this. It's take eight? I haven't sung it once. You have a cockeyed system, I'll tell you that.
Thank you.
Barbara Streisand. From the Broadway musical, Hallelujah, Baby. Of the stars, Barbara, being good isn't good enough. Good, let's get into angry breakups, huh? With Edie Gourmet. Boy, does she get mad here. But she tells him off. This is a minor classic, I think.
I know you never thought that I would find you out, or see the way you've changed from day to day. But I just met today the girl who's turned your head about, and now there are some things I'd like to say. Not more beautiful than mine, and the clothes she wears are oh so fine. Probably she has her hair done each and every day, and gets a manicure from time to time. I bet that black silk dress must rustle softly as you dance, and then perhaps you say a funny line. I can hear soft laughter as she casts a knowing glance and wets her lips a bit to make them shine. Maybe if the children some meaning to these rings. I guess that black silk dress must rustle softly as you dance, and maybe you should have a girl so fine. But even though the things she does are always in good taste, she could never have a heart as true as
too easily fooled by appearances. I'm thinking specifically of a woman I call the Connecticut Lady, who even in the rain looks perfect, who always seems to be dressed perfectly for that occasion. You may say to yourself, wow, nothing could ever touch that woman. And oh my, are we wrong, because when love betrays, everybody hurts.
This is Rita Moreno.
You're so late getting home from the office. Did you miss your train? Were you caught in the rain? No, don't bother to explain. Can I fix you a quick martini? As a matter of fact, I'll have one with you. For to tell you the truth, I've had quite a day too. Guess who I saw today, my dear? I went to town to buy the kids a thing or two, and thought I'd stop to have a bite when I was through. I looked around for some place near, and it occurred to me where I had parked the car. I'd seen a most attractive French cafe and bar. It really wasn't very far. The waiter showed me to a dark, secluded corner, and when my eyes became accustomed to the gloom, I saw two people at the bar who were so much in love that even I could spot it clear across the room. Guess who I saw today, my dear? I've never been so shocked before. I headed blindly for the door. They didn't see. Guess who I saw today? Guess who I saw today? Guess who I saw today? I saw you.
Rita Moreno. That's from New Faces of 1952.
I should have realized there'd be another man Why did I buy those blue pajamas before the big affair began? Her boiling point was much too low for her to try to love a fly, Lothario. I'll have to crawl right back into my shell, dwelling in my personal hell. I'll have to change my plan around. I lost the one girl I found. I'll have to change my plan. I should have realized there'd be another man. Why did I buy those pajamas before the enterprise began? Before I knew where I was at, I found myself upon the shelf. That was that. I tried to reach the moon, but when I got there, all I finally got was the air. My feet are back upon the ground. I've lost the one girl I found.
Music of the Stars, Johnny Mercer. You see him referred to in Midnight and Garden of Good and Evil. Songwriter, but that's a tune by somebody else. Music of the Stars, we're on Civic Media Radio Network and worldwide at civicmedia.us. No space. Civicmedia.us. The Music of the Stars. Francis Albert Sinatra. This was in Singing in the Rain.
I guess I'll have to change my plan. I should have realized there'd be another man. I overlooked that point completely until the big affair began. Before I knew where I was at, I found myself upon the shelf, and that was that. I tried to reach the moon, but when I got there, all that I could get was the air. My feet are back upon the ground. I've lost the one girl I've found. I guess I'll have to change my plan. I should have realized there'd be another man. Why did I buy those blue pajamas before that big affair began? My boiling point is much too low for me to try to be a fly Lothario. I think I'll crawl right back and into my shell, dwelling in my personal hell. I'll have to change my plan around. I've lost the one girl I found. Yes, the one girl I found.
Do you remember Pete Drake? Say yes. Yes, I do. Say it, even if you don't mean it. Well, here's Pete Drake on the keyboard.
I'm sorry. So sorry.
Stand by for news on the Columbia Broadcasting System. The music of the star, Pete Drake. Music of the stars. Say, here's something from 1923. Bert Kalmar, Harry Ruby.
You smiled when we parted, it hurt me somehow. I thought there was nothing worthwhile. The tables are turning and you're crying now, while I am just learning to smile. Oh, sorry.
Dino Martino.
Who's sorry now? Who's sorry now? Whose heart is aching for breaking its vow? Who's sad and blue? Who's crying too? Just like I cried over you. Right to the end, just like a friend, I tried to warn you somehow. You had your way, now you must pay. And I'm glad that you're sorry now.
Music of the Stars, Civic Media Radio Network Worldwide, civicmedia.us. Back right after CBS News. Say hi to all our affiliate stations. Waukesha, WAUK, 540, 101.1.
Above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump says he ordered tariffs on goods from Canada, Mexico, and China because those countries need to do more to stop the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. But economists say the higher costs because of tariffs will be passed on to consumers. Michigan small business owner Linda Schlesinger-Wagner says,
I don't like what's going on, and I think people are going to be truly shocked at the pricing they're going to see on the cars, on the lumber, on the clothes, on the food. This is going to be a mess.
China's hinted at countermeasures. Canada's already announced retaliatory tariffs. The NTSB says it's interviewed all air traffic controllers who were on duty during Wednesday's mid-air collision between an American Airlines jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter. And if you believe Punxsutawney Phil, get ready for six more weeks of winter after the groundhog saw his shadow in front of thousands in his western Pennsylvania borough. This is ABC News.